One of the biggest worries for service members deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan was the risk of traumatic brain injury, or TBI. Most of the TBIs reported during the conflict in Iraq were the result of improvised explosive devices. The symptoms, though, can be devastating, ranging from headaches and exhaustion all the way to seizures. For more on the problem and how the military branches are combating TBIs, I spoke to Marine Corps Major Steve Taylor. He says a major avenue for help is the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
The Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund takes donations, and 100% of those donations goes into building traumatic brain injury centers throughout the country at the different military posts or bases. And they service about 2,000 service members a year for traumatic brain injuries.
And what is the rate of occurrence right now that now that we're winding down the activities in Afghanistan, we think, in Iraq, we think, has the rate of ingestion of people with traumatic brain injury started to ease up a little bit?
Well, you know, since 2001, there's been over 320,000 service members identified as having a traumatic brain injury. The number of diagnosed has slowed down, but the number of personnel that need treatment is, you know, they're still being identified. And that's what these Intrepid Spirit Centers at the different military bases, that's what they provide, is a treatment and therapy programs that's been having about a 92% success rate of getting these individuals back to their parent commands and having successful careers, you know, and treating the symptoms of traumatic brain injuries.
And so this is not something where you're kind of one and done. Often it takes ongoing and repeat types of treatment?
Absolutely. It's a continuous program. And once you leave that facility, it doesn't end. You are monitored and treated throughout until you go back to the civilian sector. And that's when the VA steps in and they take over from there.
And so this augments the military's, I guess, its own medical budget. Where does the funding come from for the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund?
Well, like I said, it's a nonprofit organization, so it's basically from donations. And what they have a unique relation or partnership with the Department of Defense. 100% of that donation goes into the building itself, and then they transfer authority to the Department of Defense to continue and care for these individuals.
And what are some of the treatments that are new or that we've learned about that are helpful in the whole area of a traumatic brain injury?
Well, for each service member that has a TBI, they suffer from different or varying symptoms. For me, you know, I had headaches, migraine headaches, tremors, vestibular, which is my balance issues. But again, it varies from case to case. You know, some have hypersensitivity to noise. The treatment varies from person to person. So, like for me, I enjoyed the art therapy, and they've got music therapy there. They have acupuncture, aromatherapy, and these are just some of the non-medical pieces. They also treat the physical and physiological and psychological elements that contributed to symptoms and conditions.
I guess the psychological element is something where the stigma seems to be melting away finally on that one.
Yeah, I think, and you know, they're sharing their innovative treatment techniques with the broader medical community. You know, for civilians who suffer injuries that are sports related or car accidents, they're benefiting from what's being learned in the treating of injuries from the battlefield. So they've really kind of branched out. And doctors are starting to believe that these advances could soon unlock secrets of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or the brain disorders. And it's been a positive program, not only for the military, but you know, NFL. You know, and NASCAR, we have Napa Auto Parts is a big contributor to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So it's definitely helping a lot of people.
We're speaking with Marine Corps Major Steve Taylor. And what is the process by which all of the knowledge that is generated at the different fund locations and also other medical facilities that gets gathered up and shared?
Well, I'm not really sure how they're feeding that information to the civilian sector, but I can tell you in the military, they're really pushing the traumatic brain injury diagnosis, but they're really trying to identify those individuals who, you know, because you're in the military, you don't want people to know there's some defects in your armor, and so it's they're training other service members how to identify somebody who may be a sufferer of a traumatic brain injury. And it's encouraging guys to actually step forward and ask for help. For me, you know, I didn't want people to know I had a traumatic brain injury, but it took my family to kind of force me to get help. And I'm kind of an old school train of thought was that it was a stigma. But you know, once I went through the program, I felt like, you know, the command, my parent command, really supported my treatment and therapy and so that I could get back into the so-called fight and continue with my career. So,
and your career has taken you to a lot of tough spots. Give us a quick sketch of what you have done in the Marines.
Three tours in Iraq and two tours in Afghanistan. And then through that, you know, a number of smaller exercises and training evolutions in South America. And, you know, a couple in Asia. And, you know, it's just, you know, being in the military, you know, you come to expect to be away from your family. And when your family sees that you come back different, they're the ones who know you best. And so that's how I kind of really maintain a career or lose my family. And, you know, I've been able to keep my family and keep my military career balance them both. And I think if I didn't ask for the help from these intrepid spirit centers, then, you know, I think I would probably be divorced and have a number of medical issues that were undiagnosed and unaddressed.
And let me ask you about the post-traumatic stress, which is different from traumatic brain injury, and they don't necessarily go together, but some people do have both. Is that also part of the Intrepid Fund?
Yeah, they do have therapy because, you know, after a number of deployments, you're going to have some stress, some post-traumatic stress. And, you know, if you've suffered from a traumatic brain injury, you know, it's likely that you were in an IED accident or an IED event that you know, triggers some of this post-traumatic stress. So they sometimes go hand in hand, but sometimes they don't. And the levels of treatment that you receive address all those issues, you know, and if something doesn't work for you, I mean, you at least have it in your kit bag for a later date. You know, they teach you a myriad of therapies and treatments, but they focus on the ones with the most severity and kind of tailor it to, hey, does it work for this individual or should we move on to something else?
If people want more information about this whole program, where can they go?
They can go to www.ballandheroesfund.org, and they can read about similar situations or similar stories like mine and how they can help.